Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Kurt Landry, and I have a choice. Now, Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app, sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about how a Christian group is equipping the persecuted to show the love of God to Nigerians in need. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
As the world is focused on trying to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, people are concerned with finding a cure for the virus and simultaneously saving the economy. Others are taking the opportunity to wreak havoc. In the West African country of Nigeria, the Islamic terrorist group known as Boko Haram is devastating villages, leading many people to become refugees within their own country. The internally displaced persons try to find shelter in refugee camps, and to make matters worse, with the government enforcing pandemic lockdowns, the vast majority of people aren't able to fend for themselves by working their daily hustle. Judd Saul of Equipping the Persecuted says that Boko Haram doesn't care about the pandemic. In fact, they've continued to increase their attacks during this crisis. They are ravaging villages, destroying churches, and murdering pastors. Because of the attacks, peaceful and happy children are becoming orphans, and Saul says that there are not nearly enough orphanages for the displaced children. The terrorist group Boko Haram is also known as ISIS West Africa, and the radical Muslims in the country have been persecuting Christians for many years. When they attack Christian villages and they find a Christian that can't recite any verses from the Quran, they kill them. They especially like to target churches to be destroyed, and once they conquer a village, they set up a mosque to claim their newly conquered territory. In May, some people who identified as Christians attacked and killed Muslims in retaliation for Boko Haram's violent takeover of a Christian area. Judd Saul's Christian outreach, Equipping the Persecuted, inserted themselves into the middle of the dangerous situation and provided aid and the love of Christ. He says that they welcomed our people, they welcomed the aid, and they even allowed our team to share the gospel. We sent a message and demonstrated the love of Christ. Judd confidently believes that they'll be more receptive to what we have to offer and what we have to say, but it's also sending a message to the area that Jesus loves everyone. To hear more about how Equipping the Persecuted is ministering to Nigerians in need, check out the mini-series on the Charisma Connections podcast. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.